Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Big Ed's Neck, the only 90 Day Fiancé podcast. Today we're going to be talking about 90 Day, The Single Life, Season 4, Episode 13, Tell All, Part 2. My name is Marty. I'm here with Jen.
Hey, sounded like you almost forgot your name for a minute.
I almost said Jen. My name is Jen.
Marty.
I almost said my name is Jen.
You should have. I would have been like, and I'm Marty.
That would have been funny. See if people were really paying attention.
Yeah.
Only two people, really, this week.
Yeah.
So let's get started with Chantel. Brought her mom out.
I cannot stand Karen.
I kind of hate her, too.
I hated her whole outfit. Her, like, it was way too tight everywhere.
And didn't leave much to the imagination.
It, like, squished her titties together so badly where, like, her cleavage, like, stopped at her, like, neck. Like, where you trach
her,
people,
her chin,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
if you had to, you trach them, you know, like,
oh,
up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, like, that little notch you have, like, where your collarbones kind of meet. Like, way up there. Like, yeah. You can't be comfortable.
It's a little much, yeah. And she's, like, 60.
And she's got, like, that kind of, like, I don't know, like, almost like a sassy middle schooler girl, like, pout all the time. Like, yeah. little well, pout with her lips.
She looks like a camel.
A little bit, I can see that,
yeah. she looks like a camel.
And I admire her confidence in, like, she likes who she is and she's comfortable. Although, I could argue, could some of that be a little bit fronting, like, where you're actually, like, to cover some insecurities? You know what I mean? Like, you're trying a little too hard to act confident, you know
yeah,
what I mean,
I
to overcompensate?
So. Yeah,
but
I suspect so.
It's just like, God, I was just like, I don't know who else I'd rather be there that I hate, but, like, I'd rather anybody else I hate to be there than Karen. Yeah.
And I don't like that she was kind of acting like Debbie was this, like, nasty old lady and all that. It's like, but Karen, you're the same age.
Yeah.
like, but Debbie dresses appropriately.
Yes. And I mean, and there isn't anything wrong with, like, dressing a little sexy, even if you're older. But it's like, I mean, but come on. You wear something where you can breathe. And also, super fucking cringe when she came out and, like, Chantel just started slapping her ass.
Oh, and she was, like, kind of doing that weird twerk, like, standing twerk thing.
Yeah, and slapping her mom's ass. Like, that's not.
But then if you said, oh, you guys are, like, strippers, right? Like, oh, fuck you. How dare you?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, well, you can't act like you're offended by that and then act that way. I'm sorry.
And I'm not, I mean, my mom, you know, RIP, but, like, I would never be slapping my mom's ass.
No.
Like that. Like, just
my
what?
Mom would probably think it was funny, but I would never do it.
You
know, like,
like maybe once, like maybe like a funny, right kind of moment of like, you know, like if she's in your way, like get the hell out of my way and like slap her ass, but like not like that, you know,
I
feel like some kind of club music should be playing and everybody should be going, hey,
I know,
but you know what I mean? Like,
and it just makes me think of like, oh, this is just the Chantel show, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know why TLC has such a boner for Chantel.
Me neither.
I don't get it.
No, because she's not really that interesting, and
she never was.
She doesn't even have that TV kind of personality.
No,
you know?
I mean, it was kind of entertaining when Pedro would fight with her family, but now Pedro's gone. It's like there's nothing there now.
Yeah,
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't get it, and I don't think Karen added anything to the conversation really.
No,
I don't know. And just reviewing like Chantel this season, it just reminded me of how much I don't give a fuck about her segment.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I felt bad for her a little bit of just like kind of toward the end where she watches back like kind of along with Giannis, which I think was kind of probably awkward, of like her making out with that dude on the bike and like,
right.
you know, like all that weirdness. And then like when she has like that kind of drunken meltdown at the bar crying,
yeah.
and I felt bad for her because it's hard to, at least like for me, like it's hard for me to look back on the stuff that I've, over a year ago, been all the stuff that I went through and remembering like the things I cried over, the things that certain people did to me and treated me. And like, now I'm a different version of myself. So it's like,
right.
It is hard to look back and see how like poorly I was being treated, how sad I was, you know? And like the same as her looking on the screen, watching her be crying and stuff like, you know, it's hard. So I get that for her. That's the only where I felt kind of bad, but also generally a lot of it was also cringe. Just like, ugh.
It was cringe.
Yeah.
And they brought Giannis out on the fucking, like, oh, she still talks to Giannis, but she considers herself single.
But she really likes him.
But she's doing this whole routine, like, I'm not settling down. I'm not doing, I'm a party girl person. And like, No, you're fucking not.
Yeah, you're waiting on Giannis to commit to you again. Yeah. Like, you're doing it again. Your pattern again.
You said you went to Greece with the idea of just partying and keeping it loose and fun. No, you were trying to find another relationship.
Yeah.
Shithead. And it's stupid. Yeah. And then, you know, you think people are judging you for dressing the way you dress. It's not because you're dressing the way you dress. It's because you're trying to find a relationship dressing like party girl that just wants, that's just DTF wants to party. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But just do that. You know what I mean?
It's like mixed signals. And she can't even pick which route she was trying to go because she's like, oh, it was my divorce party. I was just trying to have some fun. And it's like, well, then how come you basically, you met a guy on the first night and then just hijacked the entire divorce party to chase this man around Greece?
No, it was a divorce party for 12 hours. Yeah. And then it became your romantic mission.
She found a guy that was slightly interested in her, latched on, and did that whole fangirl, obsess over him thing and just attached to him and follow him around and cry over snails. He's not giving me enough attention.
Right. The one time he was kind of focusing on his friends for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was enough, man. They brought Giannis on a video call or whatever, and mom did that stupid grilling boyfriend routine.
Yeah.
And I love that Karen kept calling it foosball instead of football.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the water boy of Adam Sandler. You go out and play the foosball with your fans or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
I hate it. It just bothered me because sometimes Karen acts... she just, I don't know, like she's imitated other cultures poorly. She's mocked the Hispanic, accent or the Spanish language, she's been very inappropriate, I think, to a lot of different cultures and groups over the course of whatever shows she's been on.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, so she's acted very ignorant a lot in that way. And then here she is damn well it's football. By now, soccer and anywhere else except the United States, it's football, not foosball. Right. So are you trying to look stupid on purpose or are you actually the stupid?
Because guess what? If it's a joke, no one's buying it.
Yeah.
People just think you're dumb.
And if you're just trying to kind of act like it's so insignificant, foosball or whatever.
Bobby Boucher.
You're being really disrespectful. You know what I mean? If you're trying to pretend give such a little shit about it that you're not even going to call it its real name.
Or are you making fun of his accent?
Because
he's saying, if that football, it sounds like foosball. Is that the joke?
Yeah, and it's offensive again. It's Karen being offensive again, one way or another.
And and she's being acts very superior for someone that's kind of dumb from hearing her talk.
Yeah,
yeah. I know she doesn't consider herself dumb, but
no,
not a whole lot going on up there. So, Giannis plans to come to the USA, but it's like you can plan all day long, buddy.
He's doing the at some point. But
absolutely
no specifics. No specifics.
Because he's not going to pay for that shit. Yeah.
And even I think it's team in the background that's which means never. Or whatever he's saying, which, he's like, oh, someday.
Someday, I suppose.
Someday I'll come there. When is someday? Just someday.
Yeah, right. And then, Giannis eventually gets out that he doesn't think that Chantel's over Pedro, isn't ready to move on. It's probably true.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's not over it.
Then she'd run off stage when they started reviewing her shit with Pedro.
Yeah.
I don't think she's probably over. She's might not ready to move on.
And to her credit, I think it's off stage. She says I'm over, or later on, after Giannis is gone or whatever. And she's like, what happened while I wasn't on stage? Because it sounds like he was something different to you guys than me. And I think it's Veronica that says he said you're not over him, and she gets all defensive. I'm over him. And it's maybe she's over him, but she's definitely not over it, the situation which she went through.
No.
So it's, I think somebody said it. I think maybe even Debbie said it, that she needs, I don't know if anybody directly said she needs some therapy, but she needs to heal. And I think that's what last episode Debbie said, you act wearing no panties or whatever isn't going to heal your heart or whatever. And I think that that's, she needs to take some time to be on her own and heal that stuff that she's not over.
Right. And Debbie's a little old fashioned babbling kook, whatever, but there is some wisdom in what she was saying.
Yeah.
And it's you're trying to fill a void that you're just never going to fill.
Yep.
And you need to take some time to kind of figure your shit out.
And figure out your patterns, how you keep ending up like this. That's what I've done over the last year is over that turd, but I really went through the ringer, and it's like, how did I even get there, you know? And but so I don't ever get there again. Not just plug it with more and more men. That's
exactly,
not gonna work.
Exactly. And thank God Giannis came to this conclusion before he spent money on getting over here.
Yep. Oh, and the guy, Giannis seems like a good guy, right? I mean, he seems like it. Who really knows? But like,
yeah.
The guy didn't even know if he needed a visa to come to the U.S. Like, he looked into coming here not one bit.
Giannis, either he just isn't that interested or he's a little bit dumb, too.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I don't know. Do I need a visa to visit? Which I don't think you need a visa to visit for, like, a week or two.
Yeah.
I think that's a thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's obviously put no effort into, like, researching it, you know? So he's not coming here soon.
Because if you're going to stay, like, a while, like a month or two, yeah, you probably do need a visa, but... If it's a short-term stay, I don't think. Because people come over from Canada all the time. It's not a big deal.
I have a sense that he's more realistic than Chantel. We're like, okay, I've known you for a few days, and, you know, yeah, I like talking to you, but, like, am I really going to date a woman in America right now? Like, he's a busy foosball player, you know?
He's busy playing foosball,
you know?
Yep. So, well, how about Natalie?
Oh, and then circling back to... real quick, was I did like how Giannis basically broke up with Chantel when she was off stage, and then Veronica's like, what do we do? It seems like he just broke up with her, but she's not even here.
Yeah. But then he kind of he didn't really stick by it, when she came back, he worded it differently. He made it sound like he was still going to come over here someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like that part, because it's like, dude, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know. But Natalie... LA is not everything she dreamed it would be.
No. Nope.
Surprise, surprise. You can't just show up to a movie studio and be like, hey, I'm ready.
Yeah. That was a little bit like,
huh?
What? Like, you've watched too many LA movies to believe you can show up to LA and just walk on set and be like, hey, hire me. I'd like to be in the industry.
Yeah. Like, I've done nothing with the movie industry on any level, and I know that's not how it works.
It's like, you at least have to have headshots, professional headshots taken.
Yeah.
And some kind of, like, I don't know, like, bio of some kind.
Portfolio of some sort.
What do they call it? An agent will help you get gigs, but it's not going to be a lead in a movie. It might be some kind of, you know, commercial or
hemorrhoid cream or something.
I was thinking of some kind of, like, STD advertisement or whatever. Or, well, the whatever medicine for it, not the STD itself.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Advertising for STDs.
Yeah.
it's just like, you know, it's all about who you know. It's like, oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
And how long has she been fucking with Yash, who's been there and...
Who's someone in the industry.
Who hasn't helped her at all. Like,
doesn't give a shit.
How come he never got you headshots or anything? Why? What?
Yeah, if he was really helping you out, instead of buying you a car, he would have gotten you fucking headshots or something.
Yeah, and an agent and just...
Yeah, you know, he's got friends. He would have made a phone call or two if you're really that interested.
Yeah.
But someone pointed it out. I don't know who first pointed it out, but... what do you think of Josh kind of being the sugar daddy?
By definition, he is a sugar daddy.
I mean,
they have sex and he buys her stuff. He pays for her living, her lifestyle.
Yeah.
And he gets sex.
He's not doing any relationship stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the actual relationship stuff he's staying away from.
Yeah.
You know, like meeting the family, coming to my house, any of that stuff. No.
It can also, and I think they kind of poke at it a little bit. I think that's when Natalie kind of exploded or whatever. Is like, it also sounds similar to prostitution. You know, like you give them sex and you get money, goods.
And,
you know, and
I mean, you know, hey, I mean, sugar daddy, sugar baby relationships aren't all that different from prostitution if you think about it. I guess it's, you know, it's a long term thing, whereas prostitution is usually just like a one time thing, right?
Right?
I assume.
It's like a long standing customer.
Yeah. So
kind
it's like
thing.
It's kinda like a girlfriend experience thing. But then it's like he's not actually doing the real relationship shit.
And to one, you know, like this, like these what do you want to call it? Like these liberated women, right? Like, cool, you know, have sex. Get your, you know, I mean, like, you know, get your benefits or whatever from the guy. Whatever. You know, about time a woman gets a benefit from, you know, banging a guy, right?
Right.
Yeah, that whole friends with benefits. Like, she's getting the ultimate benefits.
Right.
But it just gets really fucky when, like, it's just weird. It is sugar daddy vibes. It is like weird daddy vibes. Like, but I'm paying for you, and
but it's also, there's an aspect of like the person knows what it is. A sugar baby knows they're a sugar baby. They know where to draw the line.
Yeah.
They know the rules of the game, right?
Yeah.
And Natalie just doesn't understand that she's being a sugar baby. She's not going to meet the kids.
Yeah.
She's not going to go to the house. She's not, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like
kinda,
she doesn't understand she's a sugar baby.
She's the only one that doesn't know it.
That she thinks,
and that's kind of sad, actually.
And it's like, because she thinks, and that's the other part of it where it gets fucky. It's like, he is being a sugar daddy, and because that's what he says, like, oh, I'm looking out for her, I care for her, I you know, like the friend said something about he's very charitable, like, charitable to women in this way, like, you know,
Gino
what I mean?
Was charitable to his sugar babies too.
Yeah, he was, and it's just sad because he knows, because Natalie has told him that, you know, she's in it for a relationship. She wants to be with him. And he's just like, he's ignoring that huge factor. And I think that's really, really shitty of him.
Yeah, it's shitty. You know, if he knows what she's looking for, he should be like, no, she should understand what it is, you know, but also he knows what she's looking for and he knows he ain't going to give it to her. So he should be like, dude, chill the fuck out. Like, you know, this is all this is, you know?
Yeah, he needs to be very, very, very clear with her. But I think he's also trying to do the whole have his cake and eat it too.
Oh, 100%.
Like, he doesn't want to tell her this is all this is, because if she's like, well, this isn't all that I want, goodbye, then he doesn't want to lose her.
He's keeping her around.
Yeah. He's like back pocketing, back burnering her.
Yep.
And like, that's not fair, because you know Natalie wants a real relationship.
Yeah.
She wants to go into your fucking house, man.
Right.
You know, if you have other kids, she wants to meet them. If you have friends, she wants to meet them. Like, she wants to be a part of your life, not this secret tucked away that as long as you're funneling me money. Like, she's not okay with that.
Right. Yeah. So how about them bringing up Caesar and Debbie, Colty's mom?
I wish that Caesar contributed more than what he did.
Me too. I forgot they were both on last season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they kind of had that Debbie and Josh kind of had a tussle.
Yeah.
And last tell all.
Yep. He's like, where's that mute button on this?
Can you mute her?
Yep.
Yeah, right. But Natalie and Josh are talking again because Natalie got into needed help. Again, helpless Natalie.
Yep.
Needed help after getting into an accident. It's like, well, have you not made any friends while you're down there?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
And that's a little bit, like, I don't know. I don't personally really care for, and it's most likely because I've had to be the kind of person that has to figure literally everything out by myself. Like, any accident or whatever I get into, I have to deal with it myself.
Me too. Yeah, me
I never
too.
Had, like, the lifelines, you know?
Yeah, no.
And so it's just, like, I just extra... Those kinds of people really ick me, that, like, can't...
There's just no tolerance
just
for
can't,
it.
Like,
yeah.
Really are just... Cannot handle anything themselves. Like, the slightest thing happens, and they have absolutely helpless. Absolutely no idea what to do. And, like, wow, how do you... Like, if we were animals, and we were in, like, the animal world, like, you would not survive. Like, hawk would eat you. You would
wither on the rock and fucking die. Yeah.
You would be, you know, like fucking... what is it? The Darwin thing,
Platypus?
No. We're like the weak or whatever, you know, like
selection. Natural selection.
That's it.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you? You can help me there? Natural selection. Well, Natalie would be gone.
Weird evolution things.
Natalie would be gone first round. That's it.
Oh, she'd be out. Yeah.
She's the runt of the litter that just gets eaten by something. She's the whatever,
she's
you know.
The smallest impala that gets taken down by the lion.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just can't, like, come on. And as like a strong woman too, like, can you get a backbone, man?
Can you
figure out how to do something yourself, you know?
And, like,
phone a man every time. Come
it
on.
Takes balls to leave your country to come to the United States. It takes balls to move to Florida on your own. It takes balls to move to LA on your own. Where are those balls when something like this happens?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And even just, like, when the friends come out and they're talking about how Natalie, like, called his phone a bunch of times because she needed him to get her a ride somewhere. Like, you couldn't figure out how to work Uber yourself? Like, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
come on, man.
That's too fucking much,
You're
man.
Not a toddler. You're not three. You know, quit fucking crying for your binky and grow up, you know?
Right. I like how John's just, like, he laid it out, and he's right. He's like, you know, listen, he likes you. He ain't going to marry you.
Yep.
Like, yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yep. For whatever reason... she's just not someone he's gonna marry. He doesn't right. see her that way.
Like, if he had the intention, you would have met the kid. You would have been to his house, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
It's been a year, 2 years, whatever. None of this has happened yet.
Yep. It's not going to.
He's not gonna marry. It's not going to happen, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know, gotta get over it.
Yep.
Yeah. So the business partners, they thought Natalie was rude at first, but apparently don't feel that way. But she is still very needy and demanding. That dude looked like, remember in Ghostbusters 2, the big bad evil guy had like a henchman? That business partner looked like the henchman from Ghostbusters 2.
I'm not familiar.
Somebody out there is going to get that reference, and they'll be giggling their ass off because that did remind them of him.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, that just about wraps it. This tell-all was literally, it was just Chantel and Natalie.
And I was glad they finally got to Natalie, because she just sat through the whole time. I'm like, are we going to talk about this whole mess over here?
But we haven't even gotten to Josh or Michael.
Or John, right?
Mike. Who?
What?
John, who's John?
We didn't get to John's part with Megan.
Oh, no. I'm talking about with Natalie, we didn't get to Mike.
Oh, is he? Oh, we
I don't
did.
Know.
Didn't we see, isn't there a preview of him in it wearing another one of those really tight shirts?
I don't remember that, but separating? I hope so.
Or maybe I'm just thinking of last year.
Give me a bona. But yeah, I mean, we got to talk about the Mike story arc.
Yeah.
I mean, that dominated the last like episode or two.
Yeah.
And it was like probably the most interesting shit that happened on Natalie's whole segment this year. So.
I was very disappointed, like right off the rip of like Josh coming out, kissing her, and then sitting down and just immediately being like, oh, what's going on with you, Natalie? Oh, well, she slept over last night. We're like, you know, she broke up with him. You know, like, come on, Natalie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, I just, like you said, get a fucking backbone. Why are you dealing with this bullshit?
Just this whole damsel in distress. Like, I don't know. It's so
We were having
outdated.
The same conversation last year. The exact same. Like, what's your relationship? I don't know.
Yep.
Or is he going to be your boyfriend or not? I don't know. It's
and
the
even
same
Tim and
shit.
Veronica said that. Like, this is the deja vu.
Yeah,
yep.
It's deja vu. Deja
and how embarrassing. You're on national TV a year later literally having the same exact conversation
acting
about
like a
the
fucking
same guy.
Clown, you know? Yeah, so. Well, that just about does it for this edition of Big Ed's Neck, the only 90 Day Fiancé podcast. Please join us next time. And we'll talk about 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, Season 4, Episode 14, Tell All Part 3. How many parts is this fucking
I was wondering
make?
If there's going to be four, because like you think like the 90 Day Fiancé, they were two-hour-long episodes, and they had two parts.
And these are short.
Yeah, so are we going to have four because like an hour each?
We might have four because it's... I don't know. At least they're shorter, though. Like,
that's
fuck,
true.
Man, the 40-minute mark is about right, so. Oh, goodbye.